Sports with Kevin, a presentation of Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo and Wyoming Building Supply on your Thursday. Guess what day it is, gang?
Thursday.
How about the number of the month?
April 30th.
How about it's the last day of April?
Oh.
Sure.
Jeez, you guys, come on.
Really excited about
excited
something.
About the end of April.
Come on.
It's April.
It's going to be an awesome, I think it's that in-between month. When we hit May, I'm thinking summer.
I love April.
It's her birthday month.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But
yeah.
It's also spring is here. And
okay.
Yeah.
All sure.
Right. It's lighter earlier, so.
I do like the light at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. All right. Wyoming history. A little bit better than what we've had this week. It's been kind of a lame week, but 1926.
Were you really dogging April?
dogging history. 1926, cornerstone laid for the University of Wyoming Engineering Building.
Wow.
Cool.
1926 was the date. The year was 1789. George Washington inaugurated first president of the United States on this date.
It's a little bit cooler. Then the corner of the engineering building, Hang Lane.
1803, the U.S. purchased the Louisiana Territory from France. $15 million.
That's a good bargain.
But boy, $15 million in 1803?
Yeah.
That's some serious coin.
Yeah, but you had to be pretty visionary.
They nailed it.
Yeah, you're right. 1808, the first practical typewriter is finished. By Italian Pellegrini Terre. He built it for his blind friend.
Cool.
That's how the typewriter got started.
Wow.
1900.
I want to know what the impractical typewriter looks like.
Yeah, we don't type. I had to break my habit of that. I used to say, are we going to type that up?
But I mean, started from a typewriter.
Type that up. What do you mean? You would say that.
Oh, I know. But it's like typewriter. Keyboard. Indicating typewriter.
Yeah, you're still typing.
Yeah, because you can't see. You're going to keyboard that up.
Yeah, that sounds way worse.
It does sound worse.
That sounds like you've never used a computer before.
Right, exactly. 1900 was the year. Engineer John Luther Casey Jones of the Illinois Central Railroad rides to his death on the Cannonball Express after staying at the controls in an attempt to save the passengers. 1900.
What?
There's a whole story behind that.
Wasn't there an 80s movie with Burt Reynolds?
Also, you name your train the Cannonball Express, you're kind of asking for it. I mean, that's a bad idea.
But why? What were they doing? Going off a cliff? Or
there's a whole story on that. You have to Google that up.
Apparently, because you're not sharing.
I do know some of it, but I just don't want to be inaccurate. So,
okay.
1900, Hawaii, if you don't know the exact, if you're not like, I know about this.
No, I'll shoot from the hip on here. Who cares?
Shoot from the hip?
Everybody knows I ain't the smartest guy on planet Earth, so I'm shooting from the hip.
1904, the ice cream cone makes its debut. 1939, the New York World's Fair, billed as a look at the world of tomorrow, opens. And at that same fair...
That would have been during the Depression, right?
Wait, what year?
1939.
Oh, no.
No, that was after.
Yeah. That was after.
That was after.
1939, Depression started. 1939, same day, same place, New York World's Fair. First demonstration, TV.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. 1952. The first toy was advertised on TV. 1952.
What was the toy?
What was
Slinky.
It?
Slinky.
What do you guess?
Slinky.
Good guess, no.
Mr.
Lincoln Logs.
Nope. That was a good one. That was one of my favorite toys to play with.
Yeah, Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, Lincoln Logs.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
Wow.
Good job, James.
Was he a real potato back then?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think he had all the accessories he does now. So.
Probably not.
Yeah. Today, adopt a shelter pet day.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good idea.
I knew you'd say that.
Should be every day.
I think I have four of those.
At least.
Well, it's
that's where the over-under starts.
Shelter pets.
Okay, James.
That's where the over-under starts, is at four.
Four, yeah. Hairstyle Appreciation Day today.
Harry Style?
Hairstyle.
Oh, I'm like, Harry Styles? Like,
no,
from...
Hairstyle.
Harry Style singular.
Hairstyle Appreciation Day. Jazz Day.
Love jazz.
Yeah.
Love jazz.
Really?
Yeah. Love
jazz. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Learned something new every
favorite
day.
Favorite genres.
Right. Wow. Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Sure.
I like oatmeal cookies.
They're good.
Yeah. Okay. You're weird like that.
What's that?
You're weird like that. You would like oatmeal cookies.
I mean, I'd prefer a bowl of oatmeal with fruit in it.
Yeah, same. Oatmeal cookies and prepackaged deviled eggs is the Bob special over
moldy
here.
Moldy Twinkies.
He eats like an alien.
They're quick.
I know.
They're hard-boiled, and I grab them. There's six of them or eight of them, and I can grab them, and boom. And I don't have to spend any time hard-boiling eggs.
You're also like, I dip my hot dog in my beer. And I eat it that way.
I've never heard of that. Is that a thing?
Yeah. People do that. That's a thing.
I don't do that.
That is a thing that people do.
People do.
Wait, like with the bun and everything?
They'll dip it in the hot dog. Yeah.
Dumping a bun in anything like that. Make it soggy?
It's a beer battered dog at that point. There you go. That's the way that people look at it.
All right. Hey, guess what tomorrow is? The birthday of the Empire State Building.
Wow.
95.
Oof.
It was erected, officially opened, 1931.
Wow.
102 stories. Tallest in the world for four decades.
Mm-hmm.
Until 1972, World Trade Center surpassed it.
So, I know I keep going back to this, but so that was built during the Depression.
What year?
1931 is when it opened. Yeah, it was built during the Depression.
For sure.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Still probably the most iconic building, even though it's not the tallest anymore.
Right.
I've never been there, but
New York City.
Became famous.
Yeah.
Because the famous movie.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Faye Ray fighting off the attackers.
It also, it's got a look to it that I don't think we really do anymore when we're building skyscrapers. The Art Deco style.
Yeah.
No.
That and the Chrysler building.
Yeah.
My favorites.
Okay. I better listen closely in my office, Julie, because I think the plants are screaming. Research published in a journal reveals that plants emit ultrasonic sounds when they are dehydrated or physically damaged. Using high-frequency microphones, scientists recorded tomatoes and other plants producing pops or clicks that resemble the sound of a bubble wrap. Now, they're at about 60 decibel, which you can hear, but these are at a frequency too high for us to hear.
Weird.
So while the plant remains mostly silent, a stressed plant can emit up to 50 sounds an hour, basically saying I'm thirsty.
Well, we're assuming that. I mean, it's sending some vibrational thing to the weather.
I just assume when they start drooping that they...
Yeah, that's that kind of where I'm at.
It's interesting that they can emit sound. I mean, most everything does, so why not plants?
I got to talk to Steve Sisson, because whenever anybody is describing the different waveforms...
Sound waves?
Yes. I'm still, like, you have to... And I work in radio. You still have to explain it to me like I'm 5 years old, because I don't understand what I am looking at whenever that is happening.
You know
the difference
between AM modulation?
Absolutely not.
And frequency modulation?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'll demonstrate it for
you. I work in radio.
I know.
This is bad. But I'm opening up. Whenever people talk about it, they're
this
is too high of a frequency. I'm like, what does that mean? What do you mean it's too high of a frequency? I'm turning the dial. I'm doing it right now.
Yes. He'll explain a lot of that to you.
I know.
But see,
you got to break it down like a 5-year-old.
AM modulation frequency goes in like a big W.
Yeah.
Okay. FM modulation goes in little squiggly lines. That's why it gets the better sound.
See, the way you're describing to me makes sense. But then I look at it and I'm like, who controls this? Can we not just turn AM into FM by just turning up the
frequency?
The frequency and making them little squiggly lines? No, I don't understand.
It's all part of the spectrum.
Then you take it even farther with video, and totally take for granted
light.
The fact that we can click a button and these images appear on our screen.
Okay.
Blows everybody's mind when you just tell them,
with
hey,
sound.
Light is just heat. And they're like, what?
I know.
That's weird to think about. Light's just heat.
Yeah.
It's a different frequency.
Weird.
Can you guys play Scrabble?
No.
I do.
You do?
I refuse to play.
I thought you played Scrabble.
No, he won't. Oh, you should.
I don't like getting just dragged. You're smarter than me. And whenever I'm playing certain things, you
because she—that's because she totally dominates.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
she's 14 moves ahead of me. It's like playing chess with Magnus Carlsen. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Oh, come on. All right. Feeling pretty good over here.
All right. Here we go. In the game of Scrabble, which letter tiles are worth the most points?
J or Z?
You got one right.
Q? Is Q one of them?
Yes. Q and Z. Using either will earn the player how many points?
10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
And she does it every turn, it feels like.
Look, you could just tell her by the look, when she said that, yeah. 10, by the look on her face, that competitive. You know, she's like
switches
playing
it
Scrabble
on.
With us already.
I'm like,
I love Scrabble.
I'm like, Julie, please relax, okay? I'm at 80 points, you're at 212. Can we just start over?
All right. Let's see. Some other trivia today. If you were the average person, James, and I know you're not on this.
I thought you were saying, if you were the average person, James, like you.
You'll consume how many gallons of water over your lifetime?
Oh, over your lifetime?
James drinks a
lot.
He drinks a big gallon.
I don't usually get to the end of the gallon.
Is it a gallon?
If I get a half gallon, I'm happy. If I get to a half gallon in a day, I'm happy.
I can't even pick it up. When it's full.
That's what's great about it.
It's like a big old...
Wow.
Yeah. James, hey, you have the largest drink.
That's... Then you don't have to go and fill it up over and over again. You know, you just got it for however long you need it.
I know.
I have no idea the answer to your question.
The other day, it was totally empty, and you were filling it up at the water.
It does take a little too long.
And it took... I was like... Why don't you just grab the Culligan bottle?
Yeah, I know. That would be faster.
You could have done that.
Just pull out the Culligan bottle and pour it into the bottle.
All right. How many gallons will you consume?
Tens of thousands.
16,000.
Yeah.
16,000.
A lot of water.
James, I think you do more than that.
Probably.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Man, you got a lot.
If I do a gallon every 2 days, I'm very happy.
All right.
But don't always hit that.
Hydrate up, William. It's going to be 56 today, 65 Friday, 72 Saturday. Enjoy. You're listening to KROE. Share it at 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. The